A pleasant morning to you in YouTube land. We're delighted you tuned in this morning that we can study the Word of God together. We're mindful of those who are sick and those who are dealing with grief. You're in our thoughts and in our prayers. We ask that you continue to pray for the elders as they oversee the flock of God here and make decisions that are in the interest of this congregation. We ask that you continue to pray for Brother Guy McDaniel and his wife, Sister Ann. We're thankful for the good work Brother Guy does in the kingdom of God. If you have any spiritual needs, if you'll let us know, we'd be glad to assist you in any way. In the book of John, in the 19th chapter, you'll find at this time they're going to crucify Jesus the Christ. And you'll recall that Pilate, in verse 19, writes a title. Normally, it was the custom of that day, you put the charge against the person on the cross, and so the people who passed by could see what they were guilty of. And notice what the Bible says in verse 19. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. I want you to take note that at this time the Jews have come to Pilate and they've asked him to change the title. They said, Do not write that he is the King of the Jews, but rather that he said, I am the King of the Jews. They were arguing, He is not our king, but notice that Pilate said, What I have written, I have written. Pilate said, I will not change what I have already put down. You know, I want to know this morning how many people would want to change that inscription. There are a lot of people that want to talk about Jesus being a good man, but they don't want to talk about Him being king. Many want to talk about Him coming back and establish an earthly kingdom, but Jesus never said that. Jesus said in John 18:26, My kingdom is not of this world. It's a spiritual kingdom. And it was established on the day of Pentecost. Jesus reigns as king right now. Many people want to take Him from His throne, but I want you to understand, my friend, Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords, and we submit to His authority now. But that brings up something else in our study. Take your Bible and turn with me to 2 Corinthians and notice with me the third chapter. And when you come to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is writing to the people of God at Corinth. And look at what he said beginning at verse 1. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. Now then, at this time the Corinthian brethren had given Paul a very difficult time. Some had even questioned if he was truly an apostle, and they wanted a letter of commendation, which was customary at that time for people who came and moved to a certain locality. But Paul is writing, and he said, I help establish the work here. And he said, you are my epistles. The fact that you are Christians, the very fact that you've been converted to Christ shows who I am. And then he makes a great statement in verse 3. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ. Now, what's Paul saying? Paul says, I want you to understand, my friend, your life is an epistle. That you are writing something every day. So now, when we take what Pilate has said, and we take what Paul has said, and we put it together, I want us to think about, my friend, that we have written something this past year. That this past year we have written an epistle, people have observed our life, we have done things either contrary to the will of God or in accordance with God's will, but we've written something. And what I want to talk about is, what have you written? And then I want to say, what you have written has been written. First, my friend, we can't go back and undo anything that we've said, thought, or done. Now, we can repent, but we can't go back and undo things that have been done. If it's been done, it's been done. And sometimes we may wish we could rewrite a chapter or a year, but what we have written has been written. Now the question I want to raise is, what did you write? In the year 2020, just exactly, what did you write with your life? First of all, what did you write in your memory? Every year we live, we write in the book of our memory. And when we look back at 2020, I'm sure it'll be on the mind of many. It's a year for the history book. With the pandemic and the virus and the mask and all that we've had to endure, isolation, quarantines, and all that we've had to face. But I want us to think about, what have we written spiritually? And what have we written in our memory? You know that there have been some good things that have happened in 2020. Many times we've allowed those tragic things to overshadow, but there's been good things. There's been births, there's been baptisms, there's been restorations, and there's been good things that have happened. Do you recall those? And then I recognize we've had tragedy here. And many have lost loved ones, and many have dealt with sickness, and they've seen loved ones decline in health, and we face sorrow and grief. And what has been written. But then we think back to 2020, and sometimes we may think of our sin. That which we wish we could forget, but something will bring it sometimes back to our minds, and we feel the shame and sting of doing wrong, and we're embarrassed that we did it. And sometimes we look back and we think, how could I have ever done that? You know, my friend, in Proverbs chapter 10 in verse 7, it said, the memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. So my question is, what did you write in 2020 that'll be impressed upon your memory? Just exactly this past year, what will you remember about your life? Did you write in your memory a lot of good things, or what did you write some things that were wicked? What you've written has been written. Secondly, what did you write in the home life? Oh, I would that we could get that importance of the home life in our hearts like we should. When you take your Bible and turn to the Ephesian letter in the 5th chapter, you remember when Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, he talks to husbands in verse 23, and he says that husbands are to love their wives. Husbands, can you say this past year you showed love to your wife? You led spiritually in the home. You did that which would glorify the God of heaven. You did that which would give honor to Him. You've respected your spouse. You've shown great understanding to her. You did what you could so that you could be a spiritual leader in the home. Husbands, what have you written? Now that question could be raised to wives. In Ephesians 5:22, he said, wives, be subject to your husbands. I want us to know, my friend, wives, did you respect your husbands and love him in return? Just exactly what has been written in the home life? That raises a question to fathers and mothers. What did you place in the heart of your children in 2020? Just exactly what did you write in the home life? You know, sometimes we think that all the Bible study needs to come when we come together as a church. I want you to understand, my friend, the majority of our study needs to be in the home life. Sometimes we wonder why we don't have God-fearing children, but we don't teach them at home, and we don't teach them right from wrong, and we don't instruct them in the things of God's Word. And I'll tell you, my friend, what we have written has been written. 2020 is coming to a close. This is the last Sunday. And what we've done in 2020 can't be undone, but I want to know, my friend, just what did you write in the home life? Now, children, what did you write? Did you honor your father and mother? Or was you sassy and sarcastic? Did you disrespect them? You remember in Ephesians chapter 6, it said, children are to obey their parents in the Lord. Now, in the Lord's a very important thing because we obey God first. But he said, you honor your father and your mother. And I'll tell you, my friend, that doesn't just go to young men and young ladies. We honor our parents all our life. What's been written has been written. And what has people seen in your epistle? Did you tell your parents you loved them? Did you tell your children you loved them? Did you tell your spouse you loved them? You know, sometimes I'm fearful we don't say as much as we should how we love one another. But what's been written has been written. But look at society. In your epistle of life, what did you write in society? At your workplace, just exactly what did you write? Can people look at you and tell by your life that you're different? When you go to work, do you engage in that which is ungodly, or do people look at you and tell that there's something different about you because you are a living epistle in Christ? Have you set the proper example? What you've written has been written. Young men and young ladies, when you went to school, just exactly how did you act? Did you act in a way that would give God honor and glory, or did you act in a way that would dishonor His name? Did you act in a way that would not praise His holiness? Did you act in a way that is ungodly? Did you compromise your conviction so you could fit in with the crowd? I'll tell you, young people, you've written what you've written for 2020. But when it comes to recreation, you know, some preachers act like recreation is no good. I'll tell you, I dare beg to differ with that. I think recreation's good. But you don't put it before God. And in our recreation, we need to understand it does not come first. God comes first. And when we have our recreation and we do those things we enjoy, we need to remember we do it in a way that gives God glory. We do not dishonor His name in our recreation. Just what kind of example did you leave? Just what kind of letter did you write? Just exactly what did people see in you in 2020? As a citizen of this country, what influence did you leave? Did you help somebody in need? Take your Bible and turn to the book of Matthew in the 25th chapter. And you'll remember in the great judgment scene what Jesus had to say. When Jesus said in verse 34, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation for the world. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer, saying to him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?' And the king," there's that, "will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.'" But contrast to that, verse 41, "Then he will say also to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Why? They did not do those good things. Just what did you write in 2020? But that brings up something else. What did you write in the local church? Here at O'Neill, what did you write? Now, I realize this has been a crazy year and we've not had Bible classes like we used to. And I pray the day will come that we're able to get back to having classes with our children. But I want to know, did we put forth an effort to serve the Lord the way that we should? Did we worship Him as we know we should? Did we put our heart in it? You know, my friend, even in a pandemic, our heart belongs to God. Preacher, ask you a question. What did you write in 2020? You know, sometimes I look back at 2020 and I tremble and I think the things I should have done and could have done and didn't do. And many times I'm ashamed of the things I should have said or I shouldn't have said. And I look back and I think, my friend, I really need to preach to myself and realize I've written what I've written, but I need to try to change and do better if the Lord gives me another year. Sometimes I think people don't realize that preachers preach to themselves. And I know that if ever there was a man that needed a spiritual spanking, Mike Richardson's that man. But elders, what did you write in 2020? We got two good men overseeing the flock of God. But like Mike Richardson, they're human. And we need to remember that they're to set a good example, and I believe our elders are doing that. Deacons, what did you write? I appreciate the deacons who serve the flock of God here. I appreciate the fact that they are working. But the question isn't, what does Mike Richardson think? The question is for all to look into their own heart and say, what have I written? And that goes to every member. What did you write in your epistle of life? I'm fearful that in some people's their epistle is blank, for they didn't do much of anything. And God, help us to be more active in the kingdom of God. You know, the church is only as strong as its weakest members. And we ought to be growing every day so that no one could be saying they're the weakest. We all need to try to help each other grow spiritually. Oh, that doesn't mean we don't have weaknesses, but that means that we're trying to overcome our weaknesses. We don't just give in to them. We're working so that we can become a living epistle, a good example to others, and we can glorify God with our life. What have you written? But then I want to think about something else. God's books. You ever thought that God's keeping a book on what we do? Take your Bible and turn to the Revelation letter in the 20th chapter. And when you come to Revelation chapter 20, look at what the Bible says in verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. Notice God is keeping a record. Then look at verse 13. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his own works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Look at that statement very carefully. God is keeping a record. And I want to know, my friend, is your name in the book of life? God is writing a book. And God is keeping a record. And notice, my friend, we're going to be judged. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, it said, we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the deeds which we've done, whether they be good or whether they be evil. Then if you take your Bible in the Hebrew letter in the 4th chapter, notice what the Hebrew writer said in verse 13. And there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. My friend, you may think that you can hide from God and do that which is ungodly and God doesn't see, but everything is open to the eyes of God. And God is keeping a book. And according to your epistle this past year, what has God written in his book about you? Are you in the Lamb's book of life? Am I? Is my name written there? Finally, I want to raise one more question. What has been written for 2020. But if the Lord is kind and gracious and gives us another year, what will you write in 2021? You know, my friend, there's some that we need to go back and we need to make sure that we are right with God. And if we've never been baptized, my friend, that's where we begin anew. That's where we're born again. That's where we have our sins blotted out and we're added to the family of God. And there are some who need to be baptized and they need to have a new beginning, a new start. We have some who need to repent of their sins. And in 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. We need some who need to make their life right and let God blot the sin out of His book. We still may have to live with consequences of what we've written here. But God will take away the eternal consequence. And we can have our name in the book of life. And now is the time to start a new chapter that glorifies the God of heaven with your life. What's been written in 2020 has been written. My question is, if God gives us 2021, what will you write? Will we grow more in 2021 than we did in 2020? Sometimes we want to use every excuse under the book. And I'll tell you something, my friend. The devil is happy when we try to excuse our behavior. And I'll tell you, 2020 was a rough year for so many people. But never forget, my friend, that's not an excuse to quit serving God. You have written what you have written. What will you write in 2021? Thank you for studying with me.